It's 4:20, so are you in a goofy mood?
We outside. We out here.
We out here bringing another wonderful episode of Hydra Pod.
Welcome, guys. So great to have you guys here. We were talking about Bonnie.
Bonnie. We were talking specifically about if Snoop Dogg was on Bonnie.
Yeah. Daisy Dukes,
everybody. Daisy Dukes.
California. Like, they're talking about, like, geography. And he goes, like, California.
What do you think? Wisconsin. You know, like, every episode of Bonnie is a means of teaching kids something. What do you think that Snoop Dogg would teach kids?
Play in the grass.
Play in the grass?
Yeah. Well, you can. Because shit gets itchy.
You know, be a good, like, life lesson is how to... Oh, my gosh. How to rap? Like, he taught the kids how to rap.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be so good. But, like, it would be like, it's a hip and a hoppeting, and a hip and a hoppeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Sorry?
I know. You ride hopping with hopping. It's a hip into the popping.
Okay.
And the popping to the locking.
Put your phone down.
And the rocking to the flock.
Put your phone down, bitch.
And the walker to the flocker.
Walk it in my pocket. There's a walk it in my pocket, and I don't know how to stop it. There's a walk it in my pocket.
Oh, God.
Walk it in my pocket.
Oh, God.
I don't know the rest of that book.
Mm.
Oh. Dr. Seuss is such a great, like, poet.
He was, man.
He was, you know. There was, like, a whole trial about Dr. Seuss. Did you ever...
Trial?
Like there was, like, a court case or something about, like, the actual Dr. Seuss or the person who actually wrote the books.
Mm.
This was a while ago. I don't know... this was a while ago, obviously, but when I was younger, I remember seeing something like this.
Mm.
Or, like, there was, like, a documentary on it. But, yeah, no, it was just really weird. Like, you never think about Dr. Seuss, like, the books being in a court case, you know? It's, like, just an innocent... It's just, like, it's an innocent book. Mm. It's an innocent, like, series of books. You don't really think, like, oh, yeah.
Mm.
There's how are their politics with Dr. Seuss?
Yeah.
There's a flipping Dr. Seuss book.
Yeah, isn't that just his name?
Sorry?
Can't that just be his name? Oh, is he sorry. I honestly didn't listen to what you just said.
I know, you're on your damn phone. Put your phone away. No, like, put it away. Throw it to me.
I'm not throwing it. I'm not going to switch it off.
Put your phone away. Ethan cannot flipping
multitask. Okay, man.
I do it with finesse.
I can't task.
I make it look easy.
I can't task.
I can't
one-ly task. It's just task.
Uno? Uno task?
Uno task. No can do.
Monotask.
No comprende, amigo.
That's the term.
¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa?
Welcome, everyone.
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
An easy, sleazy, lemon, squeezy episode.
Squeezy episode.
Neither of us have vaginas.
Do you know what a queef is?
Neither of us have vaginas.
So I guess you know.
Yeah, I do.
Hmm.
I've asked it many times during playing Cards Against Humanity.
What a queef is.
Because it comes up.
Right.
It comes up.
I can tell you, it does come up. It does.
What do you mean?
Not the queef. Queefs come up.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay.
Flappy pussies.
Mm. I forgot what I was going to say.
Mm.
It's a chill Sunday.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
The winds are blowing. You can probably hear it.
If you do hear it, we apologize. We are sitting outside.
We're sitting outside. And
it was a good day, like, about an hour or two ago.
Yeah.
And then the wind picked up.
Super windy.
So we apologize if you do hear the wind. We tried our best to... Well, I tried our best.
Yeah, there's...
To sort out the sound.
I think you could probably do it with, like, Roald Dahl books as well. You could make Roald Dahl, like, raps.
Roald Dahl raps.
Mm, sure, you could do something. Jim and a giant peach.
Oh, flip, dude. I completely forgot about Roald Dahl.
Yeah. Mr. Twig.
No, but there are songs. They are like songs and things in Roald Dahl books.
Yeah. He did a lot of things, right?
Mm,
I remember him actually having...
I really like the artist who did the Roald Dahl. Like,
yeah.
I wonder who...
What was his name? Or her name?
I have no idea.
Roald Dahl.
But they didn't only do for Roald Dahl, but... I wonder if... It's just, like, a really interesting, like, fun...
Because it's, like, kind of like children.
Illustration.
It's like a child drew, kind of. It's weird.
right?
Yeah, no, it is a bit strange.
Mm.
For kids, it's different. You know what it reminds me of? If it was a scary book for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of the Roald Dahl books are pretty scary.
Yeah, they're pretty creepy.
They are a bit strange. Remember, is it the witches? There's the witches, and there's also Big Friendly Giant. That's also a bit weird.
Yeah, wait, what was it? Remind me of the Big Friendly Giant again? Like the things are all weird. They eat children?
They eat children. The giants eat children.
Jesus Christ.
And they're naked as well.
But that's because, you know.
Well, the giants, they have no clothes. It's not like they have like a pick and pay clothing or like a Woolworths.
Woolworths.
Giant Woolworths. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, I would love to. Remember the drink in Big Friendly Giant? The soda?
Mm.
That like makes you fart.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of burps, it makes you fart because the bubbles go in the wrong direction.
So funny.
I would love that.
And does it taste good?
I don't know.
Is it meant to they taste like poison?
Well, he drinks it. BFG drinks it.
Oh my god.
He drinks
giant
it.
Giant farts.
Oh my gosh. Imagine how that sounds. That's why we probably have thunder.
Mm. Yeah.
Lightning is a fallacy. Thunder is actually big, friendly, giant farts.
Yeah. There was a stale fart in my room that was like wafting around. I farted and I... The room was farted in my room I went away and came back and it was still circling the room.
Oh,
dude. And it was because of that, it's been sitting there and it's just so much worse. Do you know what I mean?
Did you just open? Why didn't you open a window?
No, I farted and left. Came back to haunt me.
My god, that's so funny. You know what I forget sometimes to do? Is I'll go to the bathroom, but I forget to open the window.
Oh. And then come back. Oh, fuck.
It was me. That was me.
Yeah, it's always my first thing. It's like, who shit here? And I'm like, you shit here.
Like, no one else smells as bad as you. So
dude,
it was clearly.
My fart's getting mank, bro.
Are you still on protein?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like. But, like, I have it, like, once a day. It's not. But the one is enough.
It's like one is
necessary because it's like I gym and like it's like good like right after, and then and also like when you've done it like that it tastes like not because like normally I'm like ugh this tastes nasty but then when I need it it's like I'm like oh and then done
yeah
it's nice.
That's so funny though.
Yeah, and but then bro later on, chemicals don't change, bro.
Yeah.
The feeling.
That's true.
The feeling changes.
That's true.
The feeling and like the need of the thing changes.
Yeah.
Bro, same chemicals, man. Same chemicals going through. There was one time I was before I went to like my main karate school, the one I did before that when I was super young. There was a dude who's doing like they were doing a grading or something, or like a display and farted. And the sensei kicked him out.
Oh my!
And it was just the most horrible.
What?
It's a kid.
What?
It's a kid.
Imagine never farting ever
after
that.
I was like,
that.
Oh, that's happened. Okay.
Oh my god.
Never fart in here. Because I would, and I think what happens is like you try. Obviously, you always try to keep it silent. But nigga, you're moving. And when you move, like air goes. Yeah. Hi. Damn it! Like yeah.
Oh no.
It was just so terrible.
Just quickly going back to the Roald Dahl thing. Mm. Another like really like messed up thing was, remember Matilda? And Georgie?
Yeah, Matilda was fucked up.
Yeah, Matilda was really fucked
really
up. But like
fucked
Georgie,
up.
Remember Georgie who ate the cake with the sweat and blood of the cafeteria lady? The cake.
Oh.
Remember the cake scene? Remember the cake scene in the movie? Do you not remember it? Do you remember it? Do you remember?
I think I do.
You do remember?
I remember
it?
Being like, oh, wow, this is terrible.
Yeah. Like, it was like, remember, you ate a slice of cake, right? Like, remember that, like, when you first watched that scene, you're like, oh, that slice of cake looks good.
Mm.
Right? I was keen for that slice of cake.
I remember that the movie with, like, I remember the witch turning, like, into a witch gave me nightmares.
The witches.
Yeah,
the original.
The witches. When, like, the long note, it was like, I was like, oh, wow. It's funny how, like, just how dreadful that looked in my head. And now I look back and it's like,
yeah, now it's fine. No.
Bitch, I'll beat you up, bitch. I'll choke you out with a fat nose.
I'm trying to remember what other there was the one with the birds on the tree. I don't remember which one that was. Like the neighbors or something.
Something that's like sad. Even like James and the Giant Peach, like his parents died.
Killed
by a rhino.
Yes, what? Killed by a rhino.
How is that?
What?
And then it's like, but then even when I'm like reading it, I'm like, I know rhinos don't just do that.
Yeah, eaten by a rhino. They weren't run over. Yes, they were eaten by a rhino.
Nigga, what? Rhinos don't eat people. Nigga.
And then he has to stay with his, like...
Do your zoology. Who
does he stay with? Like, his aunt or something? Like, his really mean aunt?
Yeah, his aunt. And his aunt, like, treats him like absolute shit.
As a crap, yeah. He's not allowed to, like, leave the property on the hill.
What the fuck?
Dude, it's a sad...
It's, like, just, like,
story.
Dreadful. I thought also that it was, like, a lot of them were, like, metaphors for what happened to Roald Dahl. Because he went through World War II and...
Oh,
and
yeah.
You know, I'm sure, like, there was some influence that he had...
That those had
like
on him.
It has to be miserable and depressing to begin with. Then it's
but like they all ended. They all end up. They all end up pretty happy though.
Yeah. No. That's always this thing.
It's just like it's a bit of a shock
but
for like kids.
But that's
you
also
think?
Why it's intriguing as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's so bad. But like that's the thing. And that's I was talking about this. Earlier in the week I was saying that. The problem with Star Wars it wasn't like the hero's journey. There was no like particular struggle, like it's like coming to realize it was just so cookie cutter in comparison to like the original trilogy.
Yeah,
you know, there wasn't that like intricate kind of becoming. It was all like
it was just the same thing.
Yeah,
just a refresh of
but like
what has happened.
There was something about it that was so original and so interesting when you saw it the first time. You know.
Yeah,
and
yeah, you're
father,
right.
And you're like, what?
Yeah.
You know?
Whoa. Do you know the original? In that scene, they didn't actually film him saying. I am your father.
Oh really?
Yeah. They voiced it over.
That's impossible.
So Mark didn't actually know what they were gonna say.
And he just
he had to just act. So they just told him that. They told him how to act like you've heard like some like terrible news, and. And they voiced it over later. Which is pretty insane. Dude, you can't have Cocoa Puffs now. Ethan just got up to make himself another bowl of Cocoa Puffs. This is a bad idea. I brought Cocoa Puffs and Fruit Loops.
Not very podcasty.
What? You're not? You're not on the pod anymore. Please don't chew into the mic. Oh my gosh. Sorry, I apologize, everyone.
Not very podcast friendly food.
It isn't.
But yeah, it was
what
like
would be? I don't think there is a podcast friendly food.
No, it's not.
Like, you can't even eat soup.
I think there was this kind of diversity thing. It was obvious. There's always diversity now, but it's like it was like because it was Star Wars. It was like here we're diverse. We're Disney now.
Yeah, but like it's paying into the woke culture.
Yeah, it's marketable.
Yeah,
but you can. The thing is that the Star Wars they didn't. I didn't think they cared about that because they just wanted to make a good movie. I don't think it was like inherently Mace Windu, dude. Are you fucking kidding me, bro?
Wait, who?
Mace Windu.
Oh. Sorry, I thought you said May.
Like he's even and then in comparison, even the second trilogy, the first ones, the 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they were the prequels.
They're better. They are better than the ones now, 100%.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, I'd agree. But you know what? You know what's great? You know what I think are great about them is that, 4, 5, and 6 were great movies, right? And then what 1, 2, and 3 did for us was give us the perspective, give us the backstory, you know? And the last three were just...
like action-packed. And
A
lot of shit was happening.
But like the last three were just like...
What is it? Mandalorian? Return of the Jedi?
What?
The new ones.
The new ones. It's not Return of the Jedi. I can't remember.
That doesn't matter. They don't matter. They don't fucking matter.
It was just... they struggled to close.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They really struggled to like, finish off.
But it's also Disney. It's because they're struggling to close because they're making a fucking huge enterprise, so they're leaving everything open.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So then there's no good... there's no story, and there's no, like... that's it.
Yeah.
And then it's going to carry on from here, but that section is sorted.
Mm.
Fuck, man.
But
that's movies now.
It's interesting that all of the shows that have...
You know what it is? It's become the theme park. It's like that kind of like superhero thing. It's just become that kind of like, oh, wow, look at how cool this looks now.
But all of the shows that have stemmed off of it...
yeah, so
have
good.
Are apparently... I haven't watched them. Apparently they're really good.
Yeah, a lot better. Because it's a story, beginning, middle, end.
I think that was the problem, is that Disney was working with something that they never created.
Yeah.
And all of these new ones are something that they've created.
Yeah.
So...
it's cuck, because it's not start, you know.
Yeah.
It's not going to have that original thing. Like, it's if, like, DC started doing Marvel. Like,
sorry?
It's like if DC started doing Marvel.
What do you mean? Oh.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's already been done.
It's like, yeah, it's so like already like been done, and like, you're not making it the way that
it's
Marvel made
to be.
It.
Yeah.
Well, Marvel did DC. I mean, Marvel could probably do better. Or Disney would probably do better.
Yeah.
Yeah, Disney. Yeah, not Disney. DC sucks.
Apparently, the
comics
the new,
are really great.
Apparently, the new director's cut is really good. What's it called? Legends, the DC, flip, what are they called? Justice League.
Bro.
The Justice League movie. The new director's cut is apparently good.
Really?
Apparently. Did you see this? Netflix is making a flipping Assassin's Creed series. Dude, it's going to be... It's a toy cost. Can we just stop for a minute? Can we just stop for a minute?
Yes,
dude. I did a toy cost.
Scam.
Damn,
son.
That's awesome. What we're calling it now.
Awesome.
It's a toy cost.
It really is.
Yeah. When it comes to Netflix, but I really hope it's good because the movie was terrible.
Yeah.
Movie was really bad.
Yeah. I didn't even watch it. I honestly just don't.
Did you not watch it?
No, I didn't, because I know. You know why I know? I know.
Yeah.
You just know. You can tell, and then you just go, and then you...
It really upsets
you
me.
You type in, like, Assassin's Creed movie, and then it's, like, 3 stars, and it's like, right. I don't... You know, there's sometimes movies where it's, like, it's good anyways?
Yeah.
It's not. Not in this case.
I was really hoping that was going to be good.
I mean, I like the actor. What was his name?
That
Fassbender,
guy.
Fassbender.
Yeah.
Something Fassbender.
Yeah.
He was in,
it was just
X-Men.
Yeah. You know what happens? It's like when a movie, like an action
game
movie.
Game movies, no. Game movies are its own separate thing. Like,
what?
People can't get game movies right.
Game movies?
Game movies.
Oh, game movies.
Video game movies.
Okay.
What
yeah.
did you say, game movies?
I thought you said gay movies.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I don't...
Never.
Like, they're also doing Avatar, The Last Airbender again. Oh, the Avatar. That's also being made. I'm really excited about that. Monster Hunter. Did you see
like
Monster Hunter? They're making a Monster Hunter movie.
Oh, really?
And it looks...
what?
The CGI looks crazy. The CGI looks amazing. The story's going to be absolute crap. The story's going to be... okay. It pisses me off. Monster Hunter has... it's a huge world with amazing lore, right? But you know what they decided to do? They decided to bring American soldiers they transport American soldiers into the Monster Hunter universe to fight monsters with guns. What?
Guns.
Why?
AK-40,
guns. Like they brought guns. Like, they were transported. They were on, like, a mission or something.
Wait, are they the only people there? Is that... Those are the Monster Hunters?
No. So, like, they transported, and then, like, the characters from the game, some of the characters that we've come to know from the game, are there.
Right.
And they're like, oh, hello! Like...
Oh, wow.
What are you guys doing here?
Wait, so it's literally like... Whoa, okay, that's interesting, because... There was a DLC that they had with Witcher, and Geralt was there, and that was really good. I haven't beaten the level. It's, you know why?
Why?
It's fucking difficult, and you can't do it with anyone.
Yeah.
It's just you, and it's fucking difficult, man.
Yeah.
Oh my god, because there are these Yagras that chase after you constantly, and this thing just summons them.
Yeah.
Summons them.
Oh. Sounds bad. Monster Hunter is so good, though.
It's a really good game. It has its faults, for sure.
Yeah.
It definitely has its faults.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. So good. But, like, okay, but... Sorry, what I was saying was that with Geralt, he was, like, visiting. And he just...
Yeah, he was transported. He
so
was
it
like,
makes...
It makes sense.
It makes sense that it's, like, it's this thing
but,
that
but
exists.
Like the, but, like, the industry...
That we're coming to?
Yeah.
Like
but the
coming?
Thing is, like, the industry decided, oh, you know what? You know what this movie needs?
American soldiers
with guns. Makes sense, right?
Yeah. It's
it doesn't. Mm. Like, it's... Yeah. There's so much they could have done with the law,
that's
with the Monster Hunter law.
That's also the thing when you get to... When you start doing... Who are you kowtowing to? Is it the gamers or is it mass public audience?
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking... It's crazy to think that, like, the people that actually play these games, like Assassin's Creed, Tomb Raider... I don't know if the Tomb Raider movies are good. I'm sure they're not bad in this space.
I haven't really watched them.
Mm.
Okay. I can't really say.
I can't say that they're, like, blockbuster, you know. But
did you ever play any of the games?
No.
I played one on the PC.
I played one on the PC.
Where she jumped really weird. She jumped like this.
Straight.
Like her arms and legs
really?
Were straight up in the air. And she was like... Oh!
That's so funny.
So weird.
That's so funny. I played more of the one of the recent games. It's not bad.
Mm.
Good game mechanics. Very cinematic.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, particularly memorable.
Oh, shit.
Dude, close those pops. The wind just blew the Cocoa Pops box over, and the box is open.
Close those pops. Pop it like I'm locked.
Pop it in my sock. Cocoa Pop. Game movie because with game movies, it's you're trying to do both, right? You're trying to appeal to the gamer, and you're trying to get money, okay?
Yeah.
And not all gamers watch, like, movies like that. You know what I mean?
I disagree.
Really?
I think that if a movie came out about a game that people enjoy, it'll be good.
Mm,
no,
it's not.
No.
Name a game movie, then. That's good. The people enjoyed.
Detective Pikachu. Apparently, people enjoyed.
Oh, okay. But that's not also not a game only, is it? It's like a franchise.
Yeah. Okay. It was originally a game. Okay.
Pokemon.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. I'm thinking.
But it's so much more. It's like a different. It's a beast. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like
true.
Dragon Ball. It's like. Yeah, it's not that, you know.
I can't think. There aren't many game movies as well. Let's be thankful for that.
And then every single one is shit. It is. They're all shit.
Yeah.
Doom? Did Doom? Hellboy? No.
Hellboy
was a book.
Was it a book?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking now. I'm thinking real hard. I can't say.
No.
But Ubisoft, dude.
There's actually a director who does a lot of them. Uwe Boll is his name. Mm. And he's terrible.
So apparently the next Assassin's Creed is going to be in China.
Are they going to do that? Are they going to copy paste Valhalla over?
I feel like China is like a perfect place for assassins.
Just
right?
Get a fucking.
They're missing the point, dude. Yeah. Why are we ranting?
Yeah,
we shouldn't be ranting. We should not be ranting right now.
We're talking about important shit, man. It's only when you feel passionate about dumb shit that you get really passionate.
Really upset about.
It's dumb shit that you enjoy in your pastime.
I got really upset about like a couple of episodes ago about like fruit in desserts. Yeah. Oh my gosh, dude. I really hate fruit in dessert.
Dude, I had
like this.
You know we're ranting again.
Yeah.
You're just ranting.
Let's not rant. This isn't a rant episode. Half of it's probably gonna be, but okay. Let's talk about let's talk about Fruit Loops.
You're gonna rant about Fruit Loops. He tried some, didn't like it. That's the end of our rant.
Yeah. Okay.
Fuck that guy.
They don't look good.
It's stale. It looks like they're stale.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that's like a problem. They just don't look good.
Yeah. If they look like the cover, then
and they all taste very similar. The colors don't like the colors are just
sweet.
It's
just sweet.
I thought they were like
dude. Okay. Next one, Frosties. I'll get Frosties.
Frosties.
And what else have you not had?
I
can't believe you don't like chocolate Prenutra. It's so fucking
dude. It's not
stupid.
I've had it before.
Dude, you fucking.
It's not that good.
Dude, it's the only one to get, bro.
No, the original is the best.
Okay.
It's like, I don't know. Vanilla. Have you had Prenutra with banana in it? It's really good. It's really really good. Do you know? You know what? Every time I think about Prenutra, remember that really old ad with the athletes like working out or like they like busy doing their like activities or like cycling or swimming or something, and then they finish their exercise and they pull out a bowl of Prenutra and they eat it.
Who does that?
Have you never
seen
that?
Right at the pool?
They have a bowl
and a metal spoon. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, dude, it was like one of my favorite ads of Prenutra. Every time I had a bowl of Prenutra, I'm like, I'm gonna run around today.
I guess I'm
running around today. I have my bowl of Prenutra. Energy.
I guess I'm running around a little bit more today. Like, you're already doing it. Like, you're a kid.
Yeah.
And you're like, I guess I want to do it extra now. It's so funny. Oh man, God, dude. It's super weird how they just say vitamin B12 and vitamin B11.
Yeah,
it's probably true, but it's like a micro.
It's a micro like amount, sugar. But it's the thing is, it's just there energy. To. It's a gimmick. It's just a selling tactic to impress
moms.
pretty much.
Oh, no, you know what it is?
Dude, you... Okay, yeah? What is it?
It's for you to say to your mom that it's healthy. You're like, look, it's vitamin B12, there's vitamin A, and there's vitamin B. Give me that fucking Cocoa Puffs.
Do you remember I can't remember who sold it, but it was the white bread disguised as brown bread.
Future Life.
No, white bread disguised as brown bread.
Oh, really?
Do you not remember that
That's
ad?
So funny.
Like there was this ad. I remember there was this ad where it was explaining how parents are trying to disguise like vegetables and things as sweets and things like kids will eat.
Mm.
And then they were like, now you don't have to worry about doing that with bread because we've done it for you.
Mm.
And here, this is like. Brown bread disguised as white bread.
So unhealthy for you.
I'm just like thinking back now because like my mom like started buying that.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
Yeah.
Is this really necessary?
Yeah.
Like, it looks like white paint. It tastes like white paint. Like, it's probably just a marketing gimmick again.
Yeah, it probably is.
Like, it looks exactly like it literally.
But, and if it is, if it is actually brown bread, and they put like some dye on it that makes it white, how good is that?
Yeah.
And it can't be that good for you.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, like,
moms.
Moms are the best.
Mm. It's
weird how I just wonder why, because video games have good stories.
Yeah.
It's not a case of them, you know, not having a narrative and like a beginning, middle, end, and you know, characters and the hero's journey and shit like that, because it's always, that's how stories are made, kind of, you know, it's like bread and butter, this is what happens, there's a cycle of hero's calling, like he's like, oh, called, he has to find the master, learn from him, it's like all, it's like in different ways, you know, and represented in different ways. But they have that. How can you be struggling to write a
how do movies interesting characters mess it up? Yeah. Okay. We said we weren't going to do this.
No, fuck this. We're fucking ranting.
I want to say one thing. Hey, that really pisses me off. Is that I recently just went back and watched Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not the entire movie. Just there was a scene where there are the movie. Yeah, by Shyamalama Ding Dong.
Why? He's a good director.
I know. I'm like, why?
What, was he doing anything interesting with it?
He didn't watch the damn film. That's the problem.
Oh, really?
I feel every single person who worked on that set did not watch a single episode of Avatar.
Oh, my God.
Okay? But there's a scene where there are four earthbenders, right? And they are all doing the same moves in order to... They're, like, working together to, like, move a boulder, right? And they like they are very expressive, and they're like, hur, 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 right?
Yeah.
And then you just see like from that it comes in from the side of the frame, like this really big like rock, moving really slowly,
right,
towards the opponents,
right?
And this moves really slowly, and what they just get hit by it.
By a super slow...
A really slow boulder.
Oh, really?
Like you know, in Avatar, like when...
It goes, like, flying.
It goes flying. They go, like, ha! Ha! And then, like, it's super... It's, like, it's fast.
Yeah,
right? And they, like, they like, just standing there, like...
And they're, oh, no.
And then they get hit by it. And I'm just like, what?
Yeah, dude.
They
just don't get it right. They just... the thing is that there's... Yeah. It's, like, so the charm and, like, the subtleties. That's what's important. They don't do it.
They could have flipping done it, dude. So much better.
Have you seen the reviews of Valhalla, by the way? Assassin's
Creed? I haven't. Nope.
Because I don't care anymore. I honestly just don't care.
They're losing.
They've lost it.
They've lost. Like diehard players who are there
from the beginning
for the thrill of being an assassin.
Yeah.
You know, like they lost the assassin part of Assassin's Creed. Now it's just like an open world game of any era that.
Yeah, well, let's pick one. China. Egypt. Crete. Like.
Yeah. It's just a
real. Australia. Can't wait.
Australia. Oh gosh.
It's gonna be, dude. You bet your fucking ass it's gonna be an African assassin. Oh wait, no. In a while.
I feel like they're gonna skip us.
Yeah. It's not a lot of buildings to climb.
Well, it depends on. I think it depends on the era and also like where.
Yeah.
They technically did Egypt. India. We're forgetting they did Egypt, dude. Yeah,
Egypt is African. Okay.
Yeah, they probably won't do Southern African.
No.
Nope.
Yeah, or anywhere else in Africa. Egypt and that's it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, well, like maybe Congo, like in the jungle or something.
That'd be sick.
Fucking sick.
But I feel like it's too hard. Yeah, it's too hard to like. Do the jungle.
It is also hard, though.
What?
It is pretty hard to do, like, a jungle where the jungle is the game. Do you know what I mean?
Listen, if they took the amount of time and money that they did for, like, Valhalla, they'd probably be able to do it.
Yeah. No, a little bit more time, I think.
So, what you've read the comments and the...
No.
The reviews for... Okay. I thought you had.
No.
Okay.
I probably should, though.
Imagine if it's like great and it's like a throwback and I'm just complaining. And it feels like anything. It doesn't though. I know that it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen the gameplay. I'm like, that looks like Odyssey. And that looks like...
Have you played Odyssey?
Not Odyssey, Origins. I haven't even played Odyssey because I don't like how it looks. It looks like Origins. It looks
have
like
you played Origins? Did yeah. you enjoy Origins? Was it a... You see, like, that's every time I speak about it, people always say, yeah, but it wasn't Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, it's not Assassin's Creed.
It's...
It's like a... It's like an RPG game.
Yeah.
But
what I do love about it is just, like, the little, like, lore part was that him losing a finger in Origins wasn't...
Yeah. It wasn't intended.
It wasn't intended.
Yeah.
And then it just became a thing.
Yeah, it's because his hand got, like, stuck somewhere.
Yeah.
And he couldn't burst it, and he was like, fuck it. And, like, broke his finger.
And then fucking cool. And then...
Now it's a tradition.
Then it became a tradition, yeah. And then they lost the tradition because of... Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah, because I can improve it.
I improve because I'm Leonardo da Vinci.
I'm just joking at you. You can keep your finger. Remember that?
Yeah, I love
dude,
that.
That was so cool. God damn, dude. And he played a trick on... Dude, the charm. The charm's gone. That's what it is. The charm,
dude, imagine being Leonardo da Vinci.
It's just like having those characters that are like beams of hope. Like, it was like there was Machiavelli, Leonardo...
Tortellini. Okay. Portobello.
Mario. And then it's like when he was like, it's a me, Mario. And then he does that. It's
mascarpone.
Like, oh. Okay, dude.
Lasagne.
Lasagne? Lasagne.
Pepperoni.
Like, this guy's a really bad Italian. Margherita. It's like, you're saying it wrong. You're saying an Italian accent, but you're saying it wrong.
Parsley. Tomato.
Pistachio. Oh, no.
That was like a British accent. Yeah. Pistachio.
No, but that's how you say it.
Oh, you tried to,
you
tried to
say it wrong. You got to say it wrong, but you got to say it in Italian accent.
Pistachio.
Yeah,
there we go.
Pistachio. It's like, well.
La guiwi.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah.
Mario.
Mario. Mario. Mary. Oh.
Penny. Oh, Pip, I love it, Italy.
Yeah. So cool.
One day.
But yeah, that's not on your list. Italy's not really on your list.
It's not really, but I would definitely go there for like a day or two.
Mm.
Just for the food.
Or a day or two?
Yeah.
Bro, the fuck you gonna go?
Dude, I'm gonna eat and leave.
Which place would you go?
What do you mean?
In Italy.
I wanna go. I would definitely want to go to Florence.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's that town or?
Monteriggioni.
No.
Foli.
No.
Tuscany.
Yes, Tuscany.
Venice.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Sheesh. I'm going for blank.
Because I've been to Florence.
The Colosseum is in Rome.
I went to Rome, Florence, Pisa, Venice, and Tuscany.
Mm-hmm.
In the span of like a week.
Hectic.
Mm.
But I definitely wanted to do like... doing Rome would be like such a treat. Did we speak about the alphabet?
Yeah, we have.
Have we spoken about it?
Yeah. What did you
want to... Wait, did we speak about it on a pod?
Yeah.
You sure?
I think so. Carry on.
Oh, no, I was just going to say how crazy it was that... how the alphabet morphed from an all capital system.
Mm, oh, yeah, you said.
Have I said this?
Yeah, and cursive.
And the cursive created... it's so cool.
Mm.
I love how...
Little facts like that. Little tidbits.
I love the evolution of
language. Linguistics.
Yeah. I just wished my language would evolve so I could actually speak.
Yeah.
Ah!
Well, I think your brain needs to evolve.
Oh, sorry. That was spicy.
Oh.
That was a little like...
A little hint. Salty. Sparse. Salty, bae. yeah.
dumb.
I really don't think that there's a fucking single video game movie that's fucking good. Anyone.
We should make one.
What would actually be good as a movie, do you think? What video game?
Every single one.
No, not all of them. Crash Bandicoot, no. Oh, I mean the animation movie.
That could be good. It could be good.
But it's like, just give me a game. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's always the thing when you'd like do an animation of a movie. It's like, okay, but you're like animating all this stuff. Just make it interactable.
A good game.
Well, there's a really good story. Red Dead? Red Dead is a cool story.
Red Dead? Witcher 3's been good.
No, Witcher 3 was originally a book, though, so it doesn't really count.
But it was a movie.
It was,
a game. It was a game.
Yeah, but it's also, it was originally a book. It started from a book, so it has lore in it.
Okay, fine.
No, I'm just saying, there's a lot of...
I don't think anyone goes like, oh yeah, do you remember, have you read Witcher 3?
People in Poland do.
What? Okay.
That's where it's from.
Okay, sure.
Well, I'm spinning facts right now, and you're like, okay.
Yeah, like Poland.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Great.
But that's
Poland.
But the thing is that that's where the game evolved its story.
But
all
everyone,
the lore in the
else,
game is...
I'm pretty sure everyone else who's played the game or watched this or have watched the series or have
They're quite popular books. They weren't like just like, oh, lol, shitty books, but like, let me just make it better.
Okay,
like,
fine.
Also, the books are completely different from the movies.
Okay.
But influence.
Fine.
So which one are you going? Would you just do the one that's from the game?
What? What do you mean?
If you were to make a movie, would you just base it off the game?
Depends on where the lore comes from. Like if there's more lore.
That's what I had a problem with.
Because Monster Hunter World also has books.
Yeah. Really?
Mm.
Wasn't originally a game?
I think it's originally a game, and then there was books books about it. Yeah.
Wow.
Similar to Assassin's Creed.
And Agnes bit me like this. I had to go eat dinner again.
Bit me.
Oh no, the Agnes one-shotted me. Fuck.
Did you get Iceborne?
No.
Okay. I don't know what game.
Yeah.
Game.
Legend of... Oh, no.
Legend of Zelda?
Could be cool.
But he
needs to speak.
That's going to be weird.
Yeah, and then hearing him speak, it's going to be like...
Maybe he loses his voice. You have to go find his voice.
Yeah, that pretty much writes itself.
There we go. Done. There we go.
And what does he say when he like recovers his voice?
No. So like, what happens is like, Princess Zelda's gonna be like, "You got your voice back," and then it cuts. yeah,
he's like, and then it cuts.
Like he's about to say something, and then he like winks
something
at the camera. He's
like,
and then
yeah,
that would be funny.
No, man,
that'd be hilarious.
I'm trying to think. Besides the Legend of Zelda,
Fallout.
Yeah,
Fallout would be
cool
good.
Concept. Yeah. Yeah.
This is difficult.
Video games are difficult. Difficult to.
Because the main thing is that like there are only a handful that have good stories.
Yeah. Not even good stories necessarily, but like. Yeah. But yeah. Good enough to make a movie out of it. Movie is different.
I'm getting like off like. How story driven is the actual game?
Yeah,
because you can like do. I don't know. You can like talk about like Rainbow Six Siege, but like that's a first person shooter, like Warzone.
Yeah.
What do you want to? There's so many flipping war.
Yeah, it's just like another one.
And just another war like, movie.
We will get in there.
Get in there.
Take
reload.
Hit him where it hurts. Gotta hit him where it hurts. That's always a fucking. Gotta hit him where it hurts.
Yeah.
Breaking.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Then like Chris Liam
the
Hemsworth.
Wii games. The Wii games.
The Miis just have like a reality show. All the ones
that'd
you
be
make.
Like such a good game movie actually. Yeah. Sorry, I apologize.
And the Wii for trainers could have like their own little, you know, the Wii, the what's it? Wii for trainer. Yeah.
The Wii Fit trainers. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, the people who really need to get some sunlight, like a little bit of sunlight. You've seen them, bro.
Yeah,
they're pasty.
Yeah, they are.
Pasty bitches. I remember having them in. Oh, dude, Super Smash. Do you ever play Super Smash?
No.
Oh my.
What? I played the most recent one on the Switch.
Oh, okay. It's good, eh?
I hate it.
Really?
I hate it because like people are really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Like people are stupid good.
Yeah, yeah. It's a difficult.
Like,
it's a difficult game to get.
Yeah. Like everyone, like people like do like flipping like combos, and you just like you're trying to like figure
you're
out how to hit.
Like
you're just trying to figure out a hit and jump.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like,
and staying on the map. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
What? Yeah.
Ah, flipping.
I like those. I was playing. You know, I was playing, replaying a game with Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah.
Such a good game.
Mm-hmm.
Like so, like when it's different, where it like requires a lot. You have to like build up a combo, and you have to shoot.
Yeah.
You're not just shooting.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's like cooler guns.
Yeah.
That like you know. When it's all the same thing, like their trailer was even the first release trailer was even making fun of it, and like saying they started off with in this warehouse with this like Call of Duty guy, and then he's just like being shot at, same fucking bullshit. He's hiding behind a box, and then this dude out of nowhere like jumps in, and it's like breaks out into this colorful thing, and it's like it's making fun of the fact that every fucking shooting game is the goddamn same.
Yeah. It is a bit of a shame.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Talked about games.
A
just
lot.
Nerd shit.
Yeah.
Just
this
the
is
nerd
the
n- cast.
The, this is the nerd out. This
the
is
nerd
a nerd out,
out. The nerd out cast.
Thanks, guys, if you continued listening to that.
Dude, we're losers, man.
go
but
follow
like
us at High and Dry Pod on Instagram.
Mm.
Thank you for listening. Mm. We'll catch you all in the next one.
Yeah,
cheers.
Sure.